Assembly 2018 is made possible by Virginia Trial Lawyers Association, lawyers working for fairness in our justice system. Virginia Trial Lawyers Association is proud to have sponsored the General Assembly Report for more than 25 years.
From the state capitol in Richmond, I'm Megan Polly. In Virginia, cannabis oils, often referred to as medical marijuana, are only legal for those with epilepsy. And even that legislation is relatively new. Just a few years old. Advocates like Beth Collins with Americans for Safe Access and her 18-year-old daughter Jennifer are a major reason why the oils are even legal at all.
I am incredibly proud of the advocacy efforts of my daughter.
Jennifer has epilepsy. She and her mom moved to Colorado so she could experiment with alternative treatments for her illness. She tried CBD oil, but that didn't work. Then she tried THCA oil, and it did.
It's great. You know, I got my life back.
The two then moved back to Virginia to advocate for legal access to the oils closer to home. Now, Collins is working with legislators on bills that would allow doctors to recommend oils to patients with other illnesses in addition to epilepsy.
So if you go to your doctor and you say, I want the oils, I think they can help me, and your doctor agrees, he can write a recommendation. Rather than legislating each condition. Because then how do you decide cancer is more important than MS is more important than chronic pain? You can't. So and a legislature shouldn't do that. Doctors should do that. Physicians, you know, who are planning out their patient's care plan.
Bills to do so have already passed on the House and Senate floor. Those like Tamara Netzel, who was diagnosed with MS 5 years ago, are hopeful the bills will continue to advance. Because of her MS, Netzel has a lot of pain from her shoulders all the way to her fingertips. She says the oils help with the pain as well as extreme fatigue and internal tremors.
It's almost like if you were holding onto a power tool. If you were like, say, you were weed whacking the yard or whatever, and you were doing it for like an hour or so, you know what your hands feel like after that? That's my whole body all the time.
But initially, Netzel was skeptical. After one of the FDA-approved drugs she was on landed her in the hospital with a liver failure, a friend suggested she try cannabis oils.
And I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe it right away. I didn't believe it.
Even after a sample of the oils did help, Netzel needed proof that the health benefits were real. So she did some research. A 2017 report from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine found strong evidence of cannabis oil's effectiveness for those with chemo-induced nausea, patient-reported MS symptoms like Netzel's, and treatment of chronic pain in adults.
We've had more and more evidence showing how many other people can be helped by this.
That's Republican Senator Siobhan Dunavant discussing her bill to legalize the oils Monday. She also referenced their effectiveness in preventing overdose deaths. A 2014 study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that state medical cannabis laws are associated with significantly lower levels of opioid deaths.
That's something we could use in Virginia.
So there you have it. You know, that alone should change the conversation for those who are naysayers, you know.
That's Collins again. Republican delegates like Rob Bell and Todd Gilbert used to be naysayers when it came to considering bills that would expand access to cannabis oils. But in subcommittee this session, they admitted that testimony from Collins and her daughter largely convinced them otherwise. Collins says that's a good sign for the legislation.
Many members grew up in the era I grew up in, which was cannabis is bad, fear it, it's horrible, it leads to other drugs, and now we're shifting to look at the medicinal properties of it and seeing this can help a lot of people who otherwise have no hope.
Dunavant's bill passed unanimously on the Senate floor Monday, and Republican delegate Ben Klein's bill cleared the House unanimously last Friday. But Klein says the science played a major role too. Both oils aren't psychoactive by nature, meaning you can't get high from them. Opponents, however, pointed out that the THCA oil can become psychoactive when it's heated to a certain degree. But Netzel says even then, the benefits outweigh the risks.
I had plenty of opportunities to abuse things if I wanted to. I mean, the doctors easily give me things that I could very well abuse. So I really, personally, I just think the abuse should not even be a question. Should not it be?
She says what's more important is having access to all of the information she needs to make an informed decision about her health.
And right now, as it stands, I go to talk to my doctor. I've tried to talk to my doctor, and it's silence. And that actually makes me a little bit angry in a way, you know, because you start to think, oh, this could benefit me, and it's been kept a secret.
While she ended up having to retire early because of her MS, Netzel says the cannabis oils allow her to live the best possible life she can. She says she never thought she'd have to break a law in order to take care of her health, but she's hopeful that will change soon. Megan Pauley, WCVE News, Capitol Square.